Today is the first day of a year-long legal window to allow victims of childhood sexual abuse to sue their alleged abusers. As our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, hundreds of cases are expected to be filed on the first day alone.
The survivors of childhood sexual abuse bringing suit Wednesday were previously shut out of the courts due to a strict statute of limitations. Under the Child Victims Act, approved by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the legislature earlier this year, victims can bring criminal charges against an alleged abuser up until they reach the age of 28, and they can initiate a civil lawsuit until they are 55 years old. The one-year window allows all survivors who aren't covered by the new rules and who were barred from court action in the past to bring civil lawsuits against their alleged abuser and any institution who may have enabled the abuse. Michael Pfau, a Seattle, Washington-based lawyer who handles child sexual abuse cases, says he's representing 550 survivors living in New York and will bring 100 cases to court on Wednesday.
And those cases will be against the Roman Catholic Church, and we're filing cases in every diocese across the state. We're filing cases against the Boy Scouts across the state.
The state of Washington for several years has had laws that make it easier for victims to sue. A survivor in that state is permitted to go to court up to 3 years from the date that they realize they've been abused. Many times someone is well into adulthood before they have a clear understanding that they might have been victims of abuse. Pfau says it won't be easy for the survivors to face in court their abusers or the institutions that may have aided in the abuse.
It will involve some reliving of the events, but I know what my firm tries to do, and I think we're pretty good at it, is when we recognize when we go through this process what the abuse survivor has been through, and we do everything we can to make this journey as easy as we can. And obviously we fight, aggressively on behalf of the people we represent.
Pfau says the thousands of cases that are expected to be filed will likely lead some institutions to declare bankruptcy. He's been involved in 4 bankruptcy cases involving Catholic dioceses. He says it's often used as a strategic tactic.
They're not doing it because they don't have assets enough to compensate abuse survivors. And the bankruptcies are not always a horrible thing for the abuse survivors. It can lead to a systematic way to try and make people whole.
But he says declaring bankruptcy helps the institutions avoid jury trials, and that limits the amount of additional information that might have been revealed through the discovery process. That includes any files Catholic dioceses may have on alleged abusers and information contained in what the Boy Scouts have labeled perversion files. Pfau says he and other attorneys will have subpoena power, and they will be able to fill in the missing pieces that he says will tell the full story of the abuse as the cases commence.
We will be able, through that process, to piece together the history of abuse in each Catholic diocese, what the bishops knew and when.
One Catholic diocese in Albany has said they are prepared for the lawsuits and that they support the survivors' quest to seek legal recourse. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.